Now, don't the Rosarians say to have your roses pruned back by Labor Day?
No, no.
Well, they started Labor Day.
No, it's earlier. It's late July and early August that they do. And this year, I think it's probably been a little exceptional.
We've waited a little longer to see the roses live that long.
Well, because, and, you know, what they're doing is get right after you prune, you expect them to start that flush of growth.
Uh-huh.
And we really haven't been ready for a flush of growth.
We haven't even had a flush. Much less we flush, Milton.
I think you'd probably be... wouldn't hurt to you got a little cool spell now to get your roses ready for the fall blooming and prune them up. Like Milberger's out here, they've cut theirs way back, watering them, fertilizing them, and they expect that they'll start growing now and get into bloom again. And they'll last, those blooms will last until December easy.
Anything, the blooms won't burn off of them like they do. In fact, in your section, on your column today, they talk about
ground covers.
Yeah, you're talking about ground covers, but right there on the same page there below your article, David. I guess David's in charge of this.
The little things to do. Yeah.
He talks about prune roses lightly by removing twiggy and unproductive growth and any crossing are dead canes. Leave all rose foliage on the bush. Labor Day is a good time to do the fall grooming. Hmm. I knew something had to do with Labor Day.
What is Columbus Day?
Columbus Day is October something.
But aren't you supposed to do something on
Columbus Day? Probably don't fertilize them after Columbus
Maybe
Day or
it.
Don't prune them after Columbus Day. But anyway, I got the question. He's talking about hybrid teas and stuff like that. Are in the hybrid tea family. A lot of people don't realize you don't prune these antiques as heavily as you do the hybrid teas.